Good afternoon. It is 33 past, broadcasting live from the North Dakota Corn Studios. We are set to bring in a special guest today. He is the president of the National Corn Growers Association, and nothing like baptism by fire, Jed Bauer. The fun continues. Holy cats. First of all, let me welcome you, and how are things in Ohio today?
Well, we're a little chilly. We're going to be -5, I think, with a -20. So, And we had 11 inches of snow over the past couple of days. We're probably more similar to you than not.
Well, the cold weather, we've had the extreme cold temperatures. Were you a part then of the, you had to have been maybe the northern edge of that bad storm that went up the East Coast?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate. We did not get the ice, but we had a good dousing of snow and pretty well cleared off today. Should finish clearing everything up tomorrow and to a degree back to normal, I guess.
Okay. Well, hopefully you get some continued nice weather. When do you start seeing fields? When's a normal time for you to start thinking about being outside? Is it a little earlier than what we are in the north, or is it about the same?
This is a little early for us. You'll start to see if the weather obviously cooperates, end of February, beginning of March, we'll start to see some nitrogen put down.
Really?
Okay. Things of that nature. And then early planting for us is beginning of April. We usually, if the weather's cooperate, mid-April through May is when all the planting will happen around here.
Okay. Very good. Well, one of the main reasons why I wanted to have you on today is what's going on with year-round E15. About a week and a half ago, I got the general sense, and I received word from some friends. They were pretty excited in the corn industry and others, actually. In fact, I even called our congresswoman to talk to her about the E15 deal, and it looked like things were going to be moving in. That was before a budget bill got passed, and it sounded like oil and the groups had figured something out. And what happened? Like, now I'm looking, it's like pulled out at the last second. A new group got formed by Washington, D.C. Like, they don't have enough groups. I thought, gosh, you know what? It'd be great to talk to you. What can you say without getting yourself in trouble, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty good at it anyway, getting in trouble. I guess I really probably ought to start by thanking all the true champions in Congress that did support us. I think a lot of Congress, you know, because obviously, as everybody knows, there's so much representation outside of agriculture. So we all know we're kind of the minority, and the ones that represent us, they truly carry the water, but they're such a small group too. But we could have got as far as we did without their support. So we got to continue to thank them. As you mentioned, it just fell apart at the last second. And, I'm sure you've heard the White House called us up last fall and told us to work out a deal with petroleum. And we did the job. I can honestly say we didn't get everything we wanted as corn, but I can promise all your listeners that we didn't give oil everything they wanted either.
Right.
And it felt like a good compromise we both could live with. After that meeting, I had a breakfast with the speaker and kind of explained to him where we were and how the negotiations went, and we were ready to move forward. And he had voiced his concerns and frustrations over the previous year when Doge pulled it out and seemed very eager to get it done. And I just couldn't find anything negative at that point. I was like, man, we're actually going to get this done after more than a decade of fighting for it.
Yeah.
And the normal Washington,
it starts with a C.
The way they get work done. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Here we are again.
Oh.
So frustrating. I mean, everybody, I'm sure, was furious across rural America, because it really, really set us back in a time where our backs are truly against the wall. And as you mentioned, now we're going to form a committee and essentially go through all these negotiations that we have already done.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What
it really doesn't.
Do we know?
So frustrating.
Do we know who pulled this last minute from the government funding package? Do we know where that came from?
Well, I don't for sure. So there's a few issues that I do know of, and the Freedom Caucus was upset, and I still haven't figured out why, because we were providing consumers with a cheaper choice to fill their cars, because as everyone that truly knows, E15 was not going to be a mandate. We are actually looking for less regulations because the EPA has a regulation that will not let E15 into the fuel source year round. Mm-hmm. So we were looking to remove that regulation to allow consumers the choice to fill up with E15 year round. And then if, you know, helping rural America as farmers struggle across rural America, all that compounds, you know, because of all the businesses that support farmers and all their employees and everything else. I mean, this has a chain reaction effect. So, you know, supporting rural America, giving consumers a choice, saving them at the pump, and then providing another market for corn farmers, obviously, to hopefully support their markets and the price they can sell their crop at. And then at the end of the day, the government scored this bill to save $6 billion. So truly frustrating. We thought it literally checked all the boxes and would be an easy fit. And we're also hearing now, through the negotiations with oil, we're hearing maybe some of the smaller refiners and mid-refiners did not like the negotiation. And they thought they were left out. And, you know, I understand. I mean, we didn't get everything we wanted as corn farmers. But we also, as farmers, are not making billions of dollars worth of profits every year either. So, right.
So this government group, I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know if they're of any consequence.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's not dead, that they may be able to push this through. Is there any reality to that when I say push it through, talking about E15, this group of, what is it? Congressman, is it both sides?
Yes.
Of the,
yes.
Is
yeah. So we're going to have some pro biofuels members, and then we're going to have, to my understanding, and I don't know the proper term, but we'll call them pro oil members, and then we're going to negotiate this out again and see what it comes out to. There is a huge opportunity to get this passed again. I mean, as frustrated as we were last week, and obviously we're still extremely frustrated and disappointed, but we're going to continue this. We're going to be 100% active in these negotiations as much as they will allow us.
Yeah.
We do, as I mentioned, have some true champions for agriculture on the Hill, and we have been in constant communications with them to see if they have time and they are willing to volunteer to serve on this committee. And right now we're just kind of waiting to see what the final count is of who's going to be on the committee. We also have been in contact with the American Petroleum Institute, and they were key in negotiating this through the first time with us. They continue to want to be part of this negotiation with the ethanol industry and with the corn growers of America. And we're excited about that. That brings a good bipartisan view to the committee on what we need. So all in all, hopefully we can get something done here soon. You know, it truly is. It's disappointing, but
oh
man, it just seems like that's the nature of the American corn farmer right now. Right as we're about to succeed, somebody pushes us back down.
Well, the point would be is it would have been perfect timing with all this extra, well, the newfound 1.5 million bushels that the NASS found somewhere. adding to the list in their last WASD report. But with a surplus of corn sitting there, gosh, wouldn't that have been nice to chew that up?
It would have truly been tremendous. You know, I appreciate what they were trying to do with the bridge payment, but as soon as that report came out, I mean, they literally took the corn's part of that bridge payment completely away in the market. So it literally set us right back to where we were.
Okay.
And, you know, your growers up there, I'm sure they're feeling it. It's a true struggle for the American farmer right now. And we're trying to help find solutions. That's always been our goal at National Corn Growers. We don't want to be the ones that call and complain and whine. If we have an issue, we want to try to find a solution and take a solution forward, because Congress is busy.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't seem like they're getting much done over the past few years, there is a tremendous amount of negotiations continuing to happen. We all see the turmoil in the country, and they all have to weigh in on it. And if we can help provide a solution and give to them to take forth, that's that much less work they have to do.
Jed, I'm going to have to pop in because I got 30 seconds and I'm going to get cut off here. But I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. I wanted folks to hear from you to let them know that you guys are working feverishly. And I'm going to get to see you in a few weeks in San Antonio. So let's hook up there again, sir. I would greatly appreciate it.
Well, yeah, that would be great. I look forward to it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. We'll let you go. Big thank you to Brenda and the folks over at our North Dakota Corn Growers for helping me facilitate Jed Bauer, again, the president of the National Corn Growers, trying to get this E15 done. Boy, look like we're at the rim. We'll have more, I'm sure, in the weeks and days ahead.